The Senate raced against the clock today to wrap up work on a massive $390 billion spending package in time for its upcoming week-long recess. With enormous budget deficits looming this year and next, the White House is pressing Republican Senate leaders to slice nearly $10 billion off spending bills that were approved in committee last year when Democrats ran the Senate. Democrats contend it's the president's proposed tax cuts, not federal funding, that should be trimmed. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, the new chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, informed his colleagues on the Senate floor today that they face a big problem.
And that is the problem of how do we eliminate this sword of Damocles that hangs over this new Congress. That is the 11 bills that were not enacted.
Those are the 11 bills that were supposed to fund the federal government and its programs for the fiscal year that started 3.5 months ago. But because Senate Democrats failed to approve a budget last year and House Republicans failed to agree on spending levels, the only two appropriations bills that got finished were the ones funding military operations. Everything else has been limping along at about last year's funding levels. Stevens confessed he did not relish having to roll all the unfinished bills into one package that's been shrunk by $10 billion.
I find myself sort of in the position of a husband that's ordered a new car for his wife and tells her when the bill comes that he's not going to pay the bill.
But Stevens said President Bush had asked that he hold down spending levels as the nation faces possible war. West Virginia's Robert Byrd, the top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, warned that Republicans were taking a big political risk by cutting funding aimed at homeland security.
Let something happen, and then see what the polls show. Then see where the questions are asked. Then hear what the answers will be. I say a stitch in time saves nine.
Byrd offered an amendment restoring $5 billion in cuts to Homeland Security items. The Democrats' leader, Tom Daschle, reminded colleagues that President Bush last week proposed another $674 billion in tax cuts.
Now they tell us we can afford that. We can pass this Leave No Millionaires Behind bill. We can do that. We can somehow find the resources to give more tax breaks to 226,000 millionaires, but we don't have $5 billion to live up to our constitutional obligations.
When the $5 billion amendment came to a vote, not one Republican favored the additional funding. Ohio Republican George Voinovich says, with the White House predicting that this year's budget deficit could hit $300 billion, he simply can't approve any more spending than what the president's called for.
To me, it's a little bit hard to understand that some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are getting up talking about deficits and so forth, and yet they're supporting amendments that are just going to rack up and increase the deficit. I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Still, Democrats plan to propose more spending in many other areas they say the White House leaves underfunded. Schools, corporate fraud prosecution, Amtrak, and drought aid for farmers. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter says all these are issues that really should be the subject of hearings.
The debate is hamstrung by the fact that here we are on a Thursday afternoon trying to finish a bill by Friday, which really takes the course of many months. And it is not doing the people's business to try to cram all of this into a thimble.
Republican leaders argue that if the spending levels do turn out to be inadequate, money can always be added later. But there may not be much money to spare, with both war and more deficits on the horizon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.